Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Podcast. Woo! Man, we are live from Orlando, Florida.
It's hot as fuck out here.
It is really hot. I can't imagine being in clown makeup. We got a special guest. Are we going by That Miss Quinn? Do we want to go by Twitter or?
Yeah, that works. That Miss Quinn. Quinn with one N.
Quinn with one N. Okay, cool. Because we want people to be able to find you,
Absolutely. Obviously.
Yeah. It's not often we have somebody who's involved in clown pornography on the show. Or ever. We've done close to 500 episodes, and no one so far that I know of has been on the show who's involved in clown pornography.
When you say involved, what do you mean?
I mean, on a daily basis.
Because pounding off at home to clown porn, does that count?
No, that does not count.
Oh, so
it
yeah.
Counts, maybe it counts a little.
A little bit. A little bit it counts.
We'll see.
We want to thank White Claw, who's our sponsor tonight. I can't believe I'm saying that out loud, by the way. That we want to thank White Claw for getting White Girl Wasted on Drinking Bros Podcast. When they hit us up, they said, hey, man. You guys drink, but do you drink anything? Yes, we do, actually. Yep. Yeah. And one of the finest in the biz. We got fucked up on this the other night, Dan.
Well, the other night, if by the other night you mean while driving from Wilmington to Raleigh, then to Fort Bragg while
Correct.
We did Mad Best Book Tour, yes.
Yes, yes. Yep. Thank you for my service. I did pull over, and I let the claws in me on the way home. The thing I love about Florida is that it's a lot like Bloodline. I am fucking sweating down here. You watch that show on Netflix and you're like, it can't be that hot. Holy fucking shit. Quinn, how long have you lived here?
I've lived in Florida off and on for about 10 years, like all over it.
All over Florida for 10 years?
Yeah, just about.
Is it this hot?
Yeah, it's just swamp ass all the time.
Oh,
it's
God.
Garbage.
How do you deal with that in porn?
I stay inside and keep the air conditioner way, way low.
Yeah, but when the guys come over, like, what's that like?
Well, it's mostly the ladies, to be honest.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are the ladies the disgusting ones?
Oh, well. We're all a little disgusting, I think. Especially
it's the
Florida.
Girls, though, right? It's always the girls who I feel like are the most disgusting.
So much more crevices to get sweaty and achy.
Yeah. So here's the beauty about Florida. There's not a lot of clown people who do what you do. Of course it would be in Florida, naturally, right?
There's actually quite a few of us in Florida.
How many are there?
Well, but I personally know of about three others.
Oh, three others.
So is there a clown porn guild?
There should be, and I should totally make one.
Yeah. There you go.
Is it like the Lollipop Guild at all, would you say?
I mean, it could be if you lick all the lollipops.
Oh, my goodness. We're starting off with a bang here, literally. How'd you get involved in it?
Well, I've been making porn, not just clown porn, but I've been making fetish porn for about 7 years.
Really?
I know. It's crazy.
That's how old I was when I started watching fetish porn.
Yeah. Yeah. Dan was a really, really young man when he started watching.
Don't judge me, you piece of shit.
It's not that I'm judging you. It's just you are who you are. You're like Kesha, you know? You are who you are. And I'm not going to judge you for that.
In a lot of ways, I am like Kesha.
You are. But our good buddy Charlie Classic, who runs the Sausage Castle, was like, hey, man, do you know there's a big clown porn fetish thing going on there? And I was like, is there really? I know somebody. And then you popped in.
Yes.
And you're married, because you were like, hey, we took over Drinking Bros' house here. Jeff Simonson, where are you at?
He's dumping out in there.
His own house party, and he went inside. Jeff, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
His wife is actually afraid of clowns, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's, I don't think
that
I've seen
makes
her
all
yet.
This a lot funnier, to be honest.
Oh, it makes it amazing. It makes it amazing. So when you're doing clown pornography, like you sell clips online, what's the most requested thing? Because I was looking through your catalog, obviously just for the interview.
For science.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, not for anything sexual for myself.
Sure.
I didn't put my hands on my person.
I'm a little disappointed, actually.
Well, maybe I have 5 or 6 times, okay? 5 or 6 times I've put my hands on my person. When I say my person, that's obviously my wiener. I call it my person.
Brethren.
And, yeah, just another nickname for it. Another nickname for it. One of the things that I saw you were doing was hiccup videos.
Oh, yeah. Those those sell really, really well, and I don't really understand why. But yeah, I get that. Like when I first started, and I got hiccups one time, and I filmed it because they wouldn't stop, and I was just, you know, dirty talking. Like literally, I wasn't doing anything else, just hiccuping with dirty talk, and people like lost their shit for it, and they just loved it. So whenever I always keep my camera nearby, so if I happen to get hiccups, I have to record it.
Yeah, really? Like we all do that. I think.
I think we do.
We all keep our camera nearby just in case we get hiccups.
Yeah. Because, look, hiccup porn is... So who bought the first hiccup porn? Like, who was that? How do you come across that and say, man, this girl's hot and I enjoy watching her masturbate. You know what would be even better if she was hiccuping?
Some people, man. I don't know.
Oh, so you didn't do it first and then...
Oh, no, not at all. That's been around for a while.
It has been?
Yeah, apparently.
Why am I new to
it's
this,
It's Rule
Dan?
34, man. Rule 34 of the internet, according to 4chan, is if you can dream of it, porn of it exists, basically.
Yes. And right? To answer your question originally, how I got into clown porn is I'm a clown fetishist, personally. Like, that's my thing. And I was making porn for about a year, and I also do live webcam shows, like, every day. That's kind of my day job, and I make clips more for fun. I mean, they're, you know, business, but camming is the focus. Anyway, I was doing it for about a year, and I was just thinking, well, I'm catering to all these people's fetishes and making all their amazing dreams come true. I should take care of myself. So I started making clown porn, and I wasn't the only one that liked it, so I didn't feel so alone. Yay.
That's
so
amazing.
Let me ask you this. What got you into the clown pornography? Like, something had to happen early on, right?
Like, in the childhood.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like a lot of fetishes, they think come out of the formative years, sure. I've been thinking about that kind of hard lately, actually. I think it might have had to do with a lot of the cartoons that I watched as a kid, so we can kind of blame Nickelodeon a little bit.
Really?
Sideshow Bob, maybe?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. It's Kelsey Grammer, by the way. So.
Is it Kelsey Grammer?
Oh, yeah. Sideshow Bob.
I love a little grammar.
Oh.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So you think watching clown pornography, like clowns as a kid, that got you into clown pornography later?
Well, I mean, that's a a few things, I guess, happened before that, but
what were
in
those
between,
things?
I was raised pretty, like, sex was considered, like, you know, really serious because kind of religious. I'm originally from Virginia, so a lot of Southern Baptist, evangelical, all that fun stuff. So sex was really serious, and that just seemed really boring, and I wasn't interested in it for a really long time.
Right.
But then, like, you know, as I got a little bit older, I was like, well, this would be fun if there was more laughter involved. So it kind of built from there.
It would be more fun if there was more laughter involved.
You know, this ejaculating is not bad.
Yeah.
Let's add some makeup.
Let's add some makeup and laughter to it.
Exactly.
So since you do clips and cams and all that other shit, what's the most fucked up request that you've gotten?
The most fucked up? It's, once again, 7 years doing this is kind of hard to decide what exactly is fucked up, but something that really threw me off really recently is this guy wanted me to play with sock puppets, and
Was it Prince Andrew?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Prince Andrew, the whole Epstein thing that's going on,
yeah,
that was one of his deals. He liked to use a puppet to touch women, but not women, girls.
It was a puppet of himself, right?
Yeah. Big time.
Yikes.
Yeah.
This guy wanted, like, you know, socks, puppets on your hands with googly eyes, and he was mad at me that I didn't have any googly eyes and I wouldn't do it. So he was like, okay, never mind, I don't want to work with you. And I'm like, what? Because what I'll do is let people sometimes direct, like, the clip that they want.
JOI style, but in reverse,
sometimes,
kind of,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. That's fucking wild.
You know what's really good is to put googly eyes on statues?
Yeah.
Super fucking funny.
You do it to all, actually, Confederate generals.
Yes.
You put googly eyes on their statues. That's one of your big fetishes.
They came in second place, so.
Yeah, Dan's super into Robert E. Lee porn. he likes grandfathers dressed up as Robert E. Lee.
It's super specific.
And that's the only way he can get off to that.
It's not the only way. It's the best way.
He apparently had really tiny feet. I don't know.
Robert E. Lee did.
Yeah, apparently.
How would you know that? That's the weirdest goddamn thing I've ever heard.
That's kind of amazing, though, if that's true.
He bound them like a Chinese woman.
I think you have to at some point, right?
From birth, yeah.
Why,
keep small.
Why would you want tiny feet in this life?
I don't know.
Just out of happenstance, why would you want tiny feet? What size are you rocking right
save
now?
Save money on shoes, probably. I wear a 12, but I mean, you could save money on shoes.
Yeah, you can.
If you could buy child shoes.
Oh, that'd be great.
One of my exes wore like the biggest size shoe for a male child, basically. We saved tons of money.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Well,
is it the one that tried to kill you?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
God damn it. She's weird as fuck anyways.
Well, big fake titties, so yeah. What do
I
do?
I wonder if that's a thing, too, where you can go back and get like dead people's shoes. Like famous dead people's shoes.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Well, there's
I would
a lot at the Holocaust Museum.
Oh, boy. Dan, Jesus Christ.
Wow, how
this
we
is
come
Dan's
back from
last
that?
Episode tonight, everyone. Also like to end drinking bros at that point.
That was just a statement of fact. I'm sorry.
Come oh, on, God.
Brought to you by White Claw, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Is there a bunch of shoes there? I have not been there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there
that
is.
Was the thing. Like,
have you never been?
The pile of shoes. It's a thing.
No, I don't know that much about the Holocaust, but... there's no way to turn up the party than a nice Holocaust joke. Welcome to Drinking Bros, as always.
Yeah, if you didn't know where you were, and sure as shit know now.
So if you get a weird request, like something like that, like, hey, why don't you throw on some Holocaust shoes and masturbate for me? Do you upcharge for something like that?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't do anything involving the Holocaust because that's just rude. But, I mean, oh, absolutely. Sometimes, like, I have charged people, like, a ridiculous amount for something. And it's like, sometimes it's like, oh, are they going to actually pay this? I don't know. All right, whatever. Here's some ridiculous price. And sometimes they're like, yeah. And I'm like, yes.
Really?
I will make you some weird shit.
What's the highest price you've ever charged?
I'd rather not talk about that, actually.
Oh, you can't talk about that?
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Are we talking, like, over a grand?
Oh, no, I don't like that question.
Oh, okay. Is that a Florida law that we're not allowed to talk about that?
No, it's just a personal thing.
Okay. Man, now I want to know. I almost want like a GoFundMe for the most fucked up shit we could think of.
Is it weird she got turned off by that, but the Holocaust thing was okay?
Yeah, that is kind of strange. That
I'm
is kind of
strange.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, are you a big Anne Frank fan?
You know what's funny is when I was younger, everybody thought I looked like Anne Frank because my like hair was very similar color. And when we were like, you know, everybody learns about that and they were like, you're Anne Frank. I'm like, no, not really.
I think that's the last comparison celebrity-wise you want to be compared to. Like, you look like a young Anne Frank.
Well, she was only a young Anne Frank because...
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Again, welcome to the last show in Drinking Bros history, everyone. Boy, this Florida heat. I am sweating like Shaquille O'Neal in the fourth quarter of a game 7. And Dan's gone to Holocaust real early into the show. We might as well tackle the rest of it. Would you do an O.J. Simpson video?
No.
No? There was a twinge in your voice.
There's a lot of death fetishists out there, I guess.
Is there really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People want to, like, die all the time. It's crazy. Like, sometimes, like, people, like, I've done, like, monster videos because, of course, with clowns, I also really like doing monster shit. like of contacts, horns, of course, yeah. fangs, and stuff, and people like want it, me to imply that I'm gonna fuck them and then like you know kill them afterwards, like Black Widow shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the life I live. So
yeah, that's Dan's life every day. Yeah. All he wants to do is die after sex.
Hmm?
Typically,
wouldn't?
The girl's gonna have some form, like maybe 2 or 3 children.
Not from me, though.
No, not from you, but from them. And they're going to think that you're the dad, and then that's going to be a disappointment.
Yes.
And then the woman's going to kill you afterwards. Like, that's kind of where you're headed in this
life. I can't wait. I haven't slept in 2 days. I need a nap.
He's hoping for that in Florida. What's one of the weirdest fucking things you've seen here in Florida? Because I'll be honest with you. We do a segment on Ross Patterson Revolution called Crime Corner, and it feels like every fucked up crime is from the state of Florida.
Oh, yeah, everything terrible happens in Florida. Speaking of terrible things that happen in Florida, FetishCon also happens in Florida. That was actually 2 weeks ago.
FetishCon.
All sorts of debauchery takes place there.
Where is it?
It's usually in St. Pete.
Mm. Oh, St. Petersburg.
Yeah, but what?
That's a weird city,
what
though.
What facility hosts that? Do you know?
A hotel?
Yeah, it's a
convention.
Yeah,
it's an entire convention, you know, and it's for slutty people to get together, fetish people, lifestyle people.
Yeah.
Mostly to make a lot of porn.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, when you get together during something like that, you probably go up to the hotel afterwards and then you shoot and you shoot clips, porn, everything else in the hotel.
Yeah. Like, I just work my ass off. Like, friends are like, I didn't even see you at con. I'm like, because I was making all the porns, guys. What else am I going to do?
Yeah, right? Because you probably
I ate so many butts this year. It was great.
You ate so many butts.
Let's get into ass-eating season because it's coming up soon.
Yes,
right?
Ass-eating season is coming up soon. We all know the rules. October 1st to May 1st, that's ass-eating season.
By the way, if you're
really?
Going on the cruise, you've got a reprieve on the cruise, just not after Mexico. We've been over this already.
Obviously, obviously. So is ass-eating big in your business?
I mean, I personally enjoy it, so it's big to me.
So when you say personally enjoy it, done on you or to other people?
Both.
Both, really? Wow. Dan's a big fan of that. He shaves up.
I'm lasered.
Yeah, he's completely lasered
down. It took
down
me
there.
18 months to get my butthole lasered. Can you?
Yeah.
It's because it's multiple sessions, right?
Yeah.
You don't do it all at once.
That sounds terrible.
No, it's great.
It's actually really nice. So let me ask you this. What's the etiquette for, because obviously we're not in porn.
Sure.
I used to do a lot of amateur work back in the day, but that was my own kind of camera work, my own handyman ship, if you will. What's the etiquette for ass eating? Where do you have to shave up?
You know, just a rat. Like, some people wax. I like to shave it. I don't do the whole waxing situation.
You don't do the waxing stitch?
No, I can't. You know, there's hair growth involved, and it just, no. Like, I like it nice and smooth all the time, if I can make it that way.
And is that everybody else, too? Are they on the same fucking tip, where it's just like, hey, you know that going in of like, let's not ask you to do some disgusting shit if...
No, some people aren't nice and don't, you know, trim. Like, some people aren't into that, which is, you know, that's fine. It's whatever. But if they don't warn you beforehand, you're just kind of like, oh, okay.
Really?
That's
crazy. And you're married in real life.
I do have a partner, yes.
Yeah, so with your husband, he travels with you. He's here tonight. Obviously, we're not going to have him on the show.
Yeah.
But what does he think about everything you do for a living?
Well, he's not into clown stuff at all. But it was something that was actually really, really sweet is when I first decided I was going to, like, come out about it and make clown porn for it. He looked up how to make a whole bunch of balloon animals, and I woke up, like, the next day, and the whole house, like, had balloon animals in it. And I thought that was really sweet.
Really?
I went to Ross's house the other day, and after he had heard about you, he's got balloon animals everywhere.
Oh, really? That's adorable.
It's something.
That was one of the clips that I saw on you online was it appeared that if you had made a balloon animal like a poodle and then masturbated with it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I remember that. That was...
And the crazy, because the crazy thing about it is on your...
They make fantastic... Those twisty balloons make real good dildos.
Do they really?
Get that close to you.
Yeah. Because on Twitter, you can watch your, like, clips of your videos, like 5-10 seconds.
Yeah, little teasers.
How long do you think that's going to go on Twitter where you can watch just full segments of porn and then not do that anymore?
You can put 10 minutes up now, right? 10 full minutes of whatever the fuck you want. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I only use it as a teaser kind of thing.
No, you can put
stuff.
You can put like up to 10-minute videos, I think, on Twitter now.
So we had Tiana Trump on the show.
Yeah, she puts all kind of crazy shit up
there. She puts the craziest shit on the planet up if you follow her Twitter. Is there any thought into posting more of that? And then I want to get your feelings on Pornhub now that they're monetized.
My feelings toward Pornhub are very complicated. Just because, you know, quite a bit of stuff that I've been in, that I've done work with other people,
uh-huh.
sometimes gets pirated and put on there because I keep track of my shit. Like, I check it almost every single week to see if any of my stuff is there, and I get it taken down. Because, you know, it sucks working really hard for things, and then people just think they don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, the amount of time,
like,
it goes
that's
into
my
shaving
life.
The contours of a butthole.
Oh, yeah.
Like, honestly.
Exactly.
You want to get rewarded for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, but because I would imagine at some point you've got to just give up and say, hey, I'm going to fucking join Pornhub.
Oh, no. I have an account there. It's That Miss Quinn 24.
Okay.
Say it again.
That Miss Quinn 24. But I basically just troll on there, to be honest, right now. I think I have like 2 videos up, but because somebody pirated one of my cam shows and they put it up there, and then I got it put onto my profile. I don't know. Pornhub is, they're trying to do good things to make it so people can, you know, get monetized with views and everything, similar to YouTube. Mm-hmm. But I just,
it's kind of the Wild West, though.
It really is. And
like, they don't have the
thing is that they've built, I'm sorry, they've become really popular because they steal content and they host stolen content, and you know, that's what it is. It sucks. It really sucks.
It's
kind of ruined porn. Like, it really has. It's made people feel like they don't have to pay for it. And you know, if you want more really good porn, you gotta toss in a little coin.
Yeah.
As with anything, music, movies, you know.
Yeah, no, all of it, all the way around. And I think, look, because the death of DVD for porn was the first one, right? Because everybody was buying porn on DVD, and then nobody's, because if you can go on X Videos or Pornhub or whatever and get off, that's way easier than sneaking into one of those shack rated X houses that's on the side of a road.
Yeah, I used to dress like you and go to those places.
Did you really?
Yeah, put on the blonde lesbian wig and the whole shit.
Oh, boy. Look, we're doing Summer of Swayze. It has turned into, it's Fall of Caitlin right now. I'm in full transition for a lesbian at this point. I cannot wait for whoever's going on the cruise to cut this hair off. Because it is hot.
Who here's going on the cruise? Anybody?
Yeah. Dude, she's got a bathing suit made out of your faces, by the way.
And Jared's face, too, yeah.
Yeah, we'll bring her on the show afterwards.
Yeah.
What's the long-term goal here for you as an actress in porn?
Well, I don't plan on quitting anytime soon. I just want to make more, like, ridiculous, pretentious art porn.
Really? like Tarantino type stuff? Or?
Sure, that would be fantastic if I had a budget for that, yes. And of course, dirty feet.
Why dirty feet?
All the dirty feet, because, you know, Tarantino's got a thing for the feet.
He does. Did you watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Of course I did. I loved it.
There was, I would say, 8 minutes of dirty feet footage.
Oh, yeah, it was really nice. That's one thing, though, from doing this for the last 7 years, is I don't like feet, but I can appreciate feet. And Margot Robbie has got some fantastic feet.
Oh, I bet. Look, Margot Robbie's got a lot of fantastic shit going on.
All of it.
Yeah, besides her feet. Foot fetish is pretty big, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I think that's one of the hallmark fetishes, foot fetish.
There's so much of it, which I didn't realize it was such a big umbrella situation. Like, some people like to, like, sniff them. Some people like to lick them. Some people just like to have them, like, crushing their face. It's crazy.
Yeah, there's
Armie Hammer's really into it, right?
Well, with his son.
Yeah,
He's got that video of his son sucking his toes, which is a little much.
Yeah, that's creepy as shit.
It was a little much. I saw there was one where there was foot fetish where the foot is completely bare and exposed, and it was smashing a rat. You're killing a rat?
You know what I'm talking about? Rat. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, but you're killing gerbils with your feet, and that's a fetish too,
right? That is totally a thing, yeah. People have asked me to squish bugs and stuff like that, and I'm just like, no, I'm not going to kill anything for you.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Or, like, some people try to get, like, people, actually had a, producer a few years ago, I had a producer tell another model that, like, I swallowed a fish. Because some people are into, like, vor, which is, like, cannibalism kind of thing.
Really?
And,
live fish?
Yeah, like, they were trying to tell a model that I did it, and I had never met these people before, and then I contacted them, and I was like, look, I don't know if you have me confused or somebody else, but I don't believe in that. I wouldn't do that for porn, you know? And they never contacted me again, so I have no idea what happens.
Wow.
That seems like a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
Yeah.
But is there a price tag on that?
Not for me, no.
No.
What about a live cat?
No, I have a pet cat.
Because we've got a few here.
No.
There's a live cat here. If we gave you,
I'll pet a kitty all day long, but I'm not going
to
kill it.
To swallow a live cat. Like Alf.
Or
because you know, Alf.
No, I'm not
going to
be Alf.
$2,000 to shave it and fuck it, stuff it up my ass.
Oh, for you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, just like maybe two legs. You just get two legs
the front
inside
or back
of me.
Legs.
It doesn't matter to me. Two legs is two legs on a cat.
Well, the
you
back
know?
Legs of a cat can kick really hard.
Eh, it's not a donkey. Let's not take this to extremes here. It's not all a right. fucking donkey. Oh,
can the cameras see like that big inflatable back there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have actually been fucked on one of those with a strap on really hard, and we had to like stab it actually, and we like they fucked me until the thing deflated and was dead. So that was a thing that happened.
So
that was part of my life.
Wow.
Somebody asked you to get fucked on a big pink flamingo.
No, it was just, I'll get together with models and we'll like make trade content. Like we'll make some videos for them, and then we'll make some videos for me. One of the videos that one of the models wanted me to make was her to fuck me on the inflatable. Yeah, inflatables
wow.
are a big deal too. People love to pop them.
Inflatables are big.
Yeah, yeah. Like they like to overstuff them with air until they explode. Like people just go nuts for that stuff. Yeah.
And they pay a lot of money for that.
Yeah, people go crazy for that stuff.
Well, you look relatively young. You could keep this going for a long time.
Oh, yeah,
right?
I don't plan on quitting anytime soon.
Like a long time, yeah.
And
yeah.
They're not going to stop making inflatable flamingos either, so.
No.
You should be good.
No, and people are going to have feet for a very long time.
They are
going
to have feet.
We'll see what the next stage of human evolution is.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see where it goes. But yeah. I think she's safe for another 10 years.
I think we're going helicopter arms.
Oh, God damn it. That would be great.
Yeah.
A nice
not having to
porn.
Walk, can you imagine?
Be the best.
Fuck
that
me.
Would
that
so
would
great. Be a nice fetish.
Jesus.
Do you get, let me ask you this. Do you get a lot of amputee fetishes?
You know, I don't, but I think it's pretty fascinating. Like, I have a contingency plan for if I ever lose a limb. Like, I'm like, oh, I have a plan for... Like, I don't know. Do other people have plans for if they lose limbs? I don't know.
Now, is there
it's
like
really
a,
dark.
Is there a financial advisor you've spoken to about this? Like, hey, if we lose an arm, forget about the insurance money. I'm just going to start making amputee porn after this.
No, I think it's important to work with what you got.
There you go.
It is,
I like that.
It is. Because wheelchair porn is a thing.
Oh, yeah,
it is, absolutely.
I mean, what's his name? Russell Brand?
He can only
ejaculate if somebody runs over his dick in a wheelchair, basically.
Yeah, do you watch all the porn there is to try to get ideas? For things that you might want to do,
because we listen to podcasts and stuff all the time,
yeah.
Get new ideas.
No, not really. Like sometimes I'll just get bounce ideas off friends, like other friends that do this too.
Sure.
But
no,
but yeah.
like for wheelchair porn, you clearly knew what it was. So have you seen?
Well, like
it?
There's a fetish for like everything, like just about everything.
There is, but like have you physically seen the wheels go over someone's dick and balls?
No. I have seen, I've also partaken in of, like I'll put a fake cast like on my foot and like struggle to get like a glass of water, for example. And people like the struggling and like the helpless, oh, damsel in distress kind of thing.
No
yeah,
way.
It's totally a thing.
I kick my legs up over my head and pound off and clean off my chest and get up and go to work every day. I'm meat and potatoes guy.
Yeah, you really are. You really are. He's look, if Dan had his dream porn, it would be a nice 180 woman from Wisconsin just dripping hot cheese on herself.
Cheese all over the place.
Watching
yeah.
a Packers game. Yeah. Like that's dream. That's Dan's fetish right there.
Yeah, drinking beer.
Yeah. Have you ever had like food?
Oh
food
yeah, people are really into food. Yeah, I've done videos where like I've stepped on food or like I've squished it with my butt. And I did one where a girl like you know a BBW, big girl
yeah.
was like feeding me.
Oh, we know what it means.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Don't
what?
Even worry
Not,
about
yeah.
that.
Okay.
Yeah. We know what BBW means. In
it,
this
it's
crowd.
A habit. I can't help it.
No, it's fine.
But she was like feeding me donuts and she was acting like she was gonna make me fat like her and I was like no. And yeah, people really like that too.
You know, have you seen
no
that
way.
Show Mindhunter? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
So I love that show, by the way. I would like to do a Mindhunter series, but about people who are into this shit.
Yeah.
And see
yeah,
what
that
it is that
fun.
Motivates them. This is fascinating to me.
I mean, again, I could go on for fucking hours about this.
Oh, yeah,
this.
I could talk about this forever. Like, it's...
yeah.
It's the craziest shit.
It is the craziest shit. So, does your husband help you film? Like, what's that like when he gets home from his job and he's just like, oh, hey.
Well, we're definitely partners. I'm, he edits my videos and, like, helps set up any props that I need or any,
okay.
like, sets that I need. And
by props,
we're
you mean
we're
the live cats, right?
No, I told you I'm not going to cosplay as Alf.
We'll see.
Well, yeah, we'll see. The night's the
there's,
not
there's
over.
A price tag on there. We'll find out what it is.
The night is still young, I suppose. I have a pretty fun story involving us. I was this was when I did my very first pegging scene, which is fucking a guy in the ass with a strap on.
Again, you don't have to tell this crowd what pegging
is. Yes. Our very first episode was Pegging Explained.
Fantastic.
So
yeah,
what's that like to peg someone?
Oh, it's wonderful. I love it. Well, I fuck men and women, so I like strap on fucking all around. But it was my very first time doing it, and I did it with porn star Lance Hart, and he's fantastic. And he was, I was being my clowny self, and he was dressed up as Superman, and he had this really like hot Lycra full body suit kind of thing, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I'll just tear a hole in it, and you can fuck me." And my partner was like, "You're gonna rip that thing?" And he was like, "Yeah, it's fine." And my partner's like, "No. No, no, no. I'm going to stitch a butt flap in there for you so he can fix it, because my partner's really into, like, costuming and stuff."
Sure.
And, so he took it off and then stitched him a butt flap in there, and Lance Hart,
so if you're a woman at home and you're looking to fuck strangers in the ass, get you a husband who can stitch.
Who can stitch. That's a fun fact.
That's the trick.
Find a haberdasher. That's the old school term for stitching. Stitching. So you were pegging this guy, Lance?
Mm-hmm.
And what's his thing? Is he jacking off during it? And is he mish, or is it from behind? How does that go down?
Both. Like, you switch a little bit from behind, a little bit mish, as you said.
Gotcha. And that's strictly, now was that his thing, or was that for the porn?
Oh, he's very much into, I mean, I don't want to speak for him, but he's fantastic. He's like pretty well known in the porn world.
In the industry, yeah. People know that Lance likes to get pegged, obviously.
Yeah,
right?
No, he's fantastic.
The best part about this conversation is we're in a residential neighborhood, really nice houses, and we're outdoors with these microphones.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The neighbors can hear this conversation. Maybe they're taking something home and learning about
that's
themselves
my hope.
Tonight.
That's my hope, is that somebody in this neighborhood hears what we're saying and they try some of this stuff out.
Exactly, because what we do is we give on this show. We don't take a lot, but we give a lot. And tonight, even more so to the neighbors. Anybody running for HOA president in this group out here today? Might want to rethink that. Probably should have rethought it after the Holocaust joke from Dan.
Yeah, that was bad. Well, there was four of them, so.
At the top, yeah. Yeah. Quinn, this was fantastic having you on.
Yes.
Tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
Oh, yes. Well, for now, you know, until social media censors all of us, I am That Miss Quinn on Twitter. Once again, Quinn with one N, and Twitter is very, very much adult, so don't go there unless you're an adult. My Instagram is also That Miss Quinn. If you're into the clown thing and not the porn thing, that's totally cool. I have a YouTube channel where I do fun reviews of movies and books and food and all sorts of shit. So,
as a clown.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking from a position of authority.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But you do also regular porn, right? Without the clown.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, you know, it's fetish. But yeah, like, I'll fuck the ladies because the ladies are great. And I'm very, very much into them.
Oh, that's fantastic. My God. Will you come back on the show? Because we could literally talk to you for hours about this stuff.
This was super fun. I knew I probably would want to do it again, absolutely, and I'm glad we did it in clown first.
Cause
I feel so much, so much more comfortable in clown. So
yeah, and if you look, subscribe on YouTube, and you can see her in the full clown makeup. Given this interview, That Miss Quinn, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having
me. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Let's bring up the owner of the house. Where's Jeff at?
He's in there dumping out again.
While Jeff finishes dumping out in his own house, look, you're a man in his own house. Come on in, Jeff. We're going to talk to our sponsors. If you're doing clown porn, do it on ghostbed.com/drinking bros. You might want to do it on a mattress. Ghostbed.com/drinking bros has all your mattress needs. Look, 15% off to military or first responders. Jeff, you got a ghost bed in here?
I don't.
Come on around.
I'm even allowed this way. To talk about what I have?
You can talk about whatever you have. But you do need a ghost bed, by the way. That's real. That's real.
Definitely do.
So anybody at ghostbed.com/drinkerbros, let's give Jeff a bed for having us. For Christ's sakes, you did not know that we were going to have a someone who specializes in clown pornography on the show.
Absolutely not. So when you said there was going to be a special guest.
Special guest, yeah.
I probably could have guessed 1,000 times and got it wrong 1,000 times. it's the last thing I think I expected to walk through the door.
People have been asking me for 2 weeks. I'm like, nope, not telling.
I'm glad you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
I think if there was someone to tell, it might have been me, maybe, and not anyone else. But I'm kind of glad that you didn't tell me. I was pretty excited about it.
So when we decided to do a live show in Orlando, because we're here for the opening of the college football season.
It took about 6 hours from the announcement for you to be like, oh, fuck it, let's do it at my house. And like, wow, this guy probably has mental problems.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that's 100%
correct.
Terrible idea.
Yeah, it's a very bad idea that's worked out great so far.
Yeah, so far.
No, it's great. And look, if you're watching the video show, you've got the nice pool. Alec, pan to the pool here. You've got a really nice house here.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you've got a nice enclosed pool. It appears as if you have children.
I do. They're not here.
Thank God. That was my next question.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if it was going to be children friendly, and then I decided not to let my children.
Let me ask you this.
No,
how long have you been listening to Drinker Bros?
A few years
now.
Yeah,
so you know it's not child friendly.
No, it definitely was not. They're at my parents' house tonight.
Thank God.
What did you tell your parents?
The truth.
Wow.
Yeah, I tried to explain Drinking Bros the best I could. And then I said, you will be watching them that night.
Ooh.
And they can't be here.
Well, no, that's a good thing because, again, Dan opened up with a Holocaust, and then we got into clown pornography.
Yeah.
So,
and my kids like clowns, so that would have been weird.
Do they
probably.
Really?
Yeah.
I know your wife does it, and
absolutely.
We didn't find that out until we got here.
I think
tonight.
She's hiding upstairs right now.
So, no, she's actually around, but I did warn her as soon as I saw Quinn walk in. I ran to my wife to at least give her a kind of a heads up that there was a clown present because no one knew.
We did a good job keeping that a secret.
And that's probably not an easy secret to keep, I would imagine.
It's not. When you get somebody who specializes in clown pornography, that's the first thing you want to scream at people.
Yeah, absolutely.
That they're going to be on the show.
Definitely.
How long you been in Drinking Bros?
It's been years.
Has it really?
It has, yeah.
Dude.
As long as I can remember, I've watched Matt's videos online, and that's kind of where the whole thing started. And then, of course, Range 15. And then somehow I knew all that, but didn't know about the podcast for a while. And then I found out about the podcast and then found out about the group. And, I mean, now you're here and it's crazy.
Yeah. Cause a lot of people don't know Drinking Bros is a private group on Facebook.
Yeah. A lot of the people in the group don't know that we have a show.
Yeah. A podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, like seriously, it's like 60 to 70% of the people in the group don't listen to the show.
What's weird is we're up to 5.7 million listeners, and some people in the group don't even know just because they were there through Facebook from back in the day and didn't know.
From Jared's original group,
Yeah, exactly. Because Jared started all this. He's not here today. How did you hurt your hand? Is that a bowling injury?
It's actually a really fucking cool story.
Is it really?
There's some water.
Hold it up to camera here.
There's some water on the ground. And
hold up your hand to camera there. There we go.
There's some water on the ground in the kitchen, and I slipped on it, and I think I broke my wrist.
You should sue your wife.
Was that today?
Yeah, I should, actually.
Sue your wife.
That's a very good idea.
Where is she? She's not here in this.
Marissa.
No, don't tell her.
No, we'll get her out here, because she needs to be sued. You need to take the kids and the house.
I declare that she's sued. I think that's how it works. So.
That's Michael Scott logic,
absolutely.
Got it. Exactly. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Any trepidation about having this many people here? Because, look, White Claw is sponsoring. Heroes Vodka is also sponsoring. They sent some cases here. We're going to get fucking crazy after the show.
Absolutely.
Goes on. Was there any fear when you were like, oh, holy shit, there's going to be, 80 to 100 Drinking Bros at my house?
So that was the hard thing, trying to plan how many people were going to be here, because it was like
you never know.
40 people said going and 100-something said interested.
How the
fuck do you plan for something like that?
Yeah, they get nervous when you saw that Facebook number rise to like 150.
I mean, I never really cared, to be honest, because if this was ever a group to host something like that, I think this is the ideal group to do it.
It is true.
You know, no one, for the most part, no one really knows each other here, and we're all getting along great. And I think that really shows what Drinking Bros is all about.
Yeah, and that's the amazing thing about the show and this group is we go to these cities probably every couple weeks and we just show up and then we're like, hey, let's fucking rage.
Right.
And then everybody's down and everybody's cool and polite and helping each other out. Tactical Brewery donated a keg tonight.
Hell yeah.
We're doing a live show from there tomorrow and it's literally no questions asked anywhere we go. They're just like, oh yeah, fucking Drinking Bros are here. You guys are good.
Hell yeah.
Which is not the response you would expect from someone who made 4 Holocaust jokes tonight.
Yeah.
But
fair enough.
It is what it is, right?
It is. By the way, I want to commend her for not sweating that clown makeup off.
She's the only person
I'm
here
rather
not
sweating. Impressed, to be honest.
I'm
you mentioned the sweating. It's definitely fucking humid. Yeah. That's for sure.
But it's Florida, though. It's Florida, so that's not to be unexpected.
But the fact that it still remains on her face is, you know, that's pretty impressive.
It is really impressive. Is your wife here? We should get her on the show. Is she back there?
She's hiding from the clown, I think.
I don't know. I actually saw her talking to her earlier, and
scream her name out and see if.
Can you call for Marissa?
Marissa. Yeah, let's get Marissa on the show. I want to hear her thoughts of this. Bring her on up. Is she coming up to a round of applause? There it is. Marissa, come on in. Swap out with your wife, and we'll get you on the show. I want to talk to you because you are a brave woman. Your husband said you don't even really know about Drinking Bros, right?
No, I don't.
We'll talk right into that.
No, I don't.
So you don't know anything about it?
Nope.
Not one single thing about Drinking Bros?
Not other than your memes that my husband shares with me every day.
So when he said, hey, man, we're going to have a party at the house on a Friday night with a shit ton of people, what was your reaction to that?
Please let my house be standing afterwards.
But everybody's pretty respectful, right?
Oh, so far so good.
There's also probably a general contractor in the house tonight, too.
I'm hoping for that because I need floors replaced and maybe some bathrooms. Hey, you.
Somebody just got topless in your hot tub there, which is nice. That's
high five.
That's always a nice thing for the HOA.
I'm good with that.
Is it? That's your wife?
Hey, the HOA already hates me. We're okay.
I love that you're proud of that.
That's Amiri King's buddy right there. That's his Twitch partner.
Oh,
is
yeah?
It really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So your husband told me, like, right when we walked in, he goes, hey, man, I didn't know about the clown thing. My wife has a fear of clowns. Was that real?
Yeah, it's real. I fucking hate clowns.
This is why, look. That's just
like,
providence.
If I'm going to go out in the middle of the night, it's going to be zombie apocalypse and clowns. I'm going to die.
So when she walked in, you literally took a hard right.
I did. I took a hard right, and I went out the back way of our lanai, and I walked outside. And then I ran into her again, and I was like, holy shit, this is my house.
No way.
Yes. No.
I'm so
how are you feeling about it now?
I'm... Heart palpitations.
Yeah.
Heart palpitations. Well, like, this is my worst fear. Yeah. Come to life.
But you met her, right?
She's pretty nice. She's pretty nice.
Yeah.
You know, when she's not holding a steak knife and coming at my throat, it's okay. It's okay.
I don't think most clowns do that.
No, most clowns do that.
They do. So it is obviously.
Yes. Oh, it too is coming out soon.
Yeah, yeah. It's supposed to be.
I can't do that.
Do you watch the fucking.
No. I've seen it.
See, that's your problem. Yeah. Your only experience with clowns is watching goddamn horror movies.
No, my only experience with clowns is being in Metro Atlanta when the circus comes into town and you think everybody is a fucking pedophile.
That's true. So I'm from Atlanta, and that's true. Yes. When the circus came into town, my parents used to take me as a kid, and you're
right. Every time.
It was flooded with clowns.
Every time.
It was a haunting feeling. I got over it probably by watching that pornography. because I really can't.
It's called cognitive behavioral therapy.
It's exposure
therapy. Yeah, you just watch a bunch of clown porn, then you're not afraid anymore.
Oh, okay. So that's what I should do with my life.
Yes,
I think so.
I'm a goddamn doctor, son.
Okay.
Again, if you've never seen somebody masturbate with a balloon animal, I would highly recommend it.
Wait. Was it a sword or was it a puppy dog?
It was a poodle.
It depends. Yeah. It depends.
It was a poodle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Very non-threatening animal.
Yeah. Very non-threatening.
Yeah. If it's a sword, that's another level. Where you're like, hey, all right, cool. How long have you been married to Jeff?
About 5 years now.
And everything's going well so far?
Until tonight.
Essentially, you know. Every now and then I think about filleting him, but it's okay.
Oh, now you're speaking Dan's language.
Yeah, just oof.
It sounds like Jeff, you and Dan have the same fetish over there.
Getting murdered.
Yeah, getting murdered. He goes, I'll take it. He said, I'll take it. You were gracious enough to have us in your house. We greatly appreciate it. I know you probably didn't know what the fuck was going on tonight.
But
thank you for having us. And don't go too hard on him after this party's over tonight.
All okay. You guys are more than welcome to come crash my house anytime.
We'll be here tomorrow night as well.
Yep. And Sunday.
I can handle that.
And we're staying 3 weeks. And I think I need to play catch with your kids.
All right. I don't know about three 3 weeks, but I can handle Saturday and Sunday.
It's said, so.
Too late. When Dan moves in, he moves in. Yeah. Probably adopt your kids, too, and you won't know it.
I've adopted half the people here, and they don't even know it.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. Dan's got an adoption fetish.
I do. It's my thing, yeah.
He does. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
we greatly
great.
Appreciate it. Brittany, where's
welcome.
Brittany at? Brittany, come on the show. Brittany, you are in Drinking Bros. You had a bathing suit, it appears, made out of Jared and Dan's face.
Yes, two swimsuits for the cruise.
Looks like you're wearing a USA swimsuit right now,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. I was going to wear the Dan swimsuit tonight, but my boyfriend's here.
Oh, he is.
And it wasn't really appropriate.
He's been staring at me, so I think he would like it, to be honest.
I think he would
Why
too.
Don't you wear that and you guys go hook up later?
Yeah, maybe that's his fetish. He wants to fuck you wearing Dan.
Always.
Why take that off the table?
I want to see that.
How long you guys been dating?
Oh, I don't know.
He's a good looking dude. He looks like Clay Matthews from the Packers.
A little bit like Clay Matthews.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been like a thing happening for a few years, and now it's finally official. So
is he cool with Drinking Bros? Is he in Drinking Bros?
No, he's not. I just brought him here.
Oh, wow. It was your first event, yeah.
But yeah. I left singles
Don't
for him.
Don't boo him, Jesus. Relax, guys.
I left singles for him. And I got a text from you and Jared both like, is this real?
Yeah.
Yeah, but both Dan and Jared were very disappointed.
Yeah, they were like, what's going on?
Because Jared's single now.
Yep.
So the porn star thing didn't work out, which is weird.
Shock.
We all thought she was the one.
So surprised.
Magically, she wasn't. So
yeah, I got both of their faces tattooed on the small of my back because I thought it was going to be forever.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're going to have to change that.
Yeah, it sucks.
You're going on the cruise.
Yes.
How amped are you about going on Drinking Bros cruise?
I'm so excited. I actually booked my flight to Houston today.
Nice.
Yes.
Man, we can't wait for the cruise. That's going to be a blast. September 12th. Through the 16th,
yeah.
Yep.
Yes, and there's a couple slots available with the fuckery that went around in Iran. Some guys got deployed, right?
Well, yep. I just also want to tell you guys, Deck 7, we created this group outside of the whole cruise group, and we have shirts made. Deck 7. There's
no
going to be like
way.
30 people wearing the same shirt, rocking it out for the cruise.
Are you guys going to like start a gang or something? What is this?
Yeah, it actually says Deck 7 Mafia on
That's
the shirt.
Great. That's great. I can't wait for the fucking cruise. So, because my wife is like, she gets motion sickness, right?
Oh, that's so unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm like, welcome to the cruise. Welcome to my life. She'll be on it as well. Mm-hmm. But all of us are looking forward to it. Danny Warsnop from Asking Alexandria is playing.
Can't wait.
That's
going to
be amazing. Are you a fan of his?
Absolutely.
I know.
Yeah, he's going to play some acoustic sets. Two of them, I think.
Yeah, two.
Yeah.
Shades of Blue is amazing. Yep.
I know. If you haven't seen him perform live, it's incredible.
Yep.
And look, hey, thank you for coming out.
I know
you're one of the biggest in the group. Like, everybody loves you. And people are sad that you're out of Drinking Bros singles, which is a thing. It's a private group on Facebook.
It is.
Yep, I'm out of it. Sorry, guys.
You drug him out. he drug you out of it. I like it a lot. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks,
let's get you on the show. Yeah, you look like a prisoner.
He looks like a person of interest in a crime. Yeah, somebody that the police are actively looking for.
That was a prison joke, wasn't it?
Yeah,
yes.
It was definitely a prison joke.
Yes.
Yes, it absolutely was.
Again, if you're watching...
No, don't arrest him. We got cops here asking if they need to leave for this part of the segment.
Yeah, snitches get stitches, eh?
Yeah, they do. God damn it. If you're watching the video show and you say to yourself, man, what does a Florida man look like in all of these articles? Boom, you're looking at it right here.
Florida man right here. I'm in literally every article ever written about Florida man ever.
That's, I
am
like
the
it.
Florida man.
Have you been to jail? Because it looks like you have a homemade tattoo that just says dirt on your hand. Is that real?
I got that as a joke. I do. Can you get the,
Alec,
you get the camera
Alec,
on it?
Why don't you zoom in on this? It just says dirt on his hand. It looks like you did that yourself.
So I got
with your
that.
Other hand.
It's actually dirt.
Yeah, it's dirté.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Nice.
It's French. On, yeah, it's French. It's French for
no,
class.
I got that as a joke like 10 years ago. Because I wanted to say, oh, you ever have dirt on your hands? You can't get it off. You know, you start to wipe it off. You
Keep
can't get it off.
There, buddy.
Ah.
Look.
That's
right
a long
there.
Way to go for a joke. It's still funny. Yeah, is it's it? Not a face tattoo, but it's close. Still,
I'll never get a face tattoo.
We'll see.
On this handsome face?
Well, it's true, yeah.
Jeez.
True. Come on, man.
So let's ask the obvious question. You've been to prison, right?
Yes. Sir.
Were you in prison with Amiri King?
I was. No, was I wasn't in Eddyville. No. Oh, I did my time in Louisiana.
Oh, nice. Louisiana prison, even better. Yeah. Because when I think of Florida,
way worse.
The state after is Louisiana. That was a complete joke. Thanks. What'd you go to prison for?
Attempted murder.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
I'm
Yeah. The fucked up thing is I can't back up anywhere. I'm an inch from the pool. Either I go in the pool or this motherfucker kills me.
Bye bye.
I don't know where to go.
So here's what happened. He was on a podcast. And the guy kept talking shit to him.
Holy shit. Is that real attempted murder?
Yes. It absolutely is.
Who did I you attempt sentenced. To murder?
I was facing it's do we have time?
Yeah, we have all the time in the world, okay. My man.
I was dating a girl years and years ago. We were at a bar. We were hanging out. We were drinking, having a good time. Some guy put his hands on her.
So you're basically Nick Cage and Con Air is what you're saying.
Yeah. I never thought of that, but thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to say that from now on.
You're welcome.
You are my new best friend. Yes. Sorry, Emery.
Oh, no. Oh,
I've stolen so much from him. Fuck that guy. Yeah. Fuck you, Emery.
Oh, he's talking about Emery King, who's been on the show.
And Emery. He doesn't know how to spell his name right, brother.
No, it's a weird spelling, but we like Emery. He's a funny guy.
He is.
So this dude put his hands on your lady.
This guy put his hands on my girl at the time, and I got him in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And there was a whole shit storm started over it. And I beat his ass. I almost killed him. He was in the hospital.
He was it was just your hands, like not a weapon or anything.
No weapon, no nothing.
You really got to fucking beat a guy good to get a fucking attempted murder charge with your bare hands.
Look, okay, I'm not gonna hype myself up or anything, but yeah, I did. I did put him in a hospital.
Okay,
he almost died, but luckily I had a good lawyer. And they got it dropped to assault, just assault.
So simple assault. How many years did you serve in prison?
Seven. Seven? Ooh. 7 years.
You
4 months.
You didn't
have
that great of a lawyer.
It was better than 25.
Yeah, that's true.
Was that what you were facing?
Yeah, I was looking at 25. I did 7 years, 4 months, 13 days, 6 hours.
Man, and it sounds like you never
fucking kept track.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you never kept track.
No.
When you're involved in a situation like this, because I think this happens to all of us, right? Somebody talks shit to your lady, you end up beating the shit out of them. You never think you're going to be up for attempted murder, right?
Not at the time, no.
No. So who pressed charges? This guy or
this guy? Well, this his guy family. His family. He had a what is that called? Power of attorney.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, whatever that shit's called, because he was unresponsive.
Did he end up living?
Yeah. No, he's fine now. Yeah. He's fine. He recovered 100% from what I know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You ever chat with him or?
Yeah, you guys friends on Facebook?
Why in the fuck?
I'm just
Why
asking.
Why in the fuck?
Look, bury the past.
Bury the past.
Move on with your life. Become
Instagram.
Friends with him.
Yeah.
You guys start a life together.
Why not? Okay. Move away together. Are you still with the girl?
No. God, no.
Oh,
no.
Boy.
No. Nope. That was 7 years of my life fucking wasted, eh?
Yeah, but so you're in prison. Did she say, hey, I love you, I'm going to stay with you throughout the 7 years?
She absolutely did.
She did?
Oh, my
and did
God.
She, and did that make it the full seven?
No.
It did not.
It made it 4 months.
Oh, 4 months.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus Christ. So you go to jail for 7 years for a girl who
lasted
about 4 months.
Where's that one that got topless in the fucking hot tub? Right
yes.
there.
Is
Stand
that,
up.
Is that your
Stand
wife?
Stand up right there. That's my wife now.
Oh, that is your wife.
Way
oh, you
after.
Did. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. Out of everybody here, the girl who got topless in the hot tub, I did not expect to be with you. Totally kidding. That's exactly who I expected.
Yeah.
No, totally.
Yeah.
How long you guys been together?
8 years.
Oh, 8 years
8
now.
Years, yeah.
So that's a happy thing. Are you guys married?
8 years. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, not on paper, but we've lived together for 8 years, so why not?
Yeah, that's Jared's motto.
We'll marry you.
Yeah.
We'll marry you guys.
Do
yeah.
it. Do,
we'll
it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Right now.
Well,
I mean,
we can't
now.
Right now.
No,
you have to get a marriage license from the state, and I'm nuts.
Of course we can't. We can. We can't.
Horseshit.
I know.
What you don't seem to understand is that I've been to prison for not following the fucking rules.
Yeah, and with White Claw, there are no laws, so.
There ain't no law when you're drinking the fucking claw, is it?
Goddamn right.
That's the best advertisement you're ever going to get, lady.
So let me ask you this. Are you in Drinking Bros or are you just friends with Amiri?
I'm in Drinking Bros.
I'm in Drinking Bros.
Oh. Yeah. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't sound right.
Just flip the switch.
Did you turn it off? You turned it off. There you go.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Hi.
That's fine. Welcome
My name
back.
Is Nico Mulanoff, and I'm an alcoholic and a dumbass.
No, it's fine.
I am in Drinking Bros. I'm in a lot of subgroups. I was part of Maine. I was part of Maine, but there was some post a couple of years ago that ended up commenting on, and me and some guy got in an argument about, and I got kicked out, and they didn't like that, so I'm not in Maine anymore, but I'm in Nerds, I'm in Gaming, I'm in Pets, I'm in Central Florida, Drinking Bros Central Florida, which is actually how I met my homie right here, Bradley Jennings. Put the camera on him if you wouldn't mind, please.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, homie right there.
I like how he's taking over the show
now. Yeah, he's the director of the goddamn show now.
Said, I've been to jail for attempted murder. I have no control anymore. Zero
I
control.
I swear I'm a big teddy bear, eh?
Yeah, no, of course. You're exactly
Somebody bring me a beer.
You're exactly like Teddy Ruxpin.
I'm being serious. I need a beer.
Yeah, absolutely. Get him a beer before we die, motherfucker.
I'm packing that shit,
Jesus Christ.
PBR, baby.
Get him a PBR. So what do you do in Florida?
I was a cab driver. I was in a car accident some years ago. I'm disabled now. I don't do anything but sit on my ass getting fatter and playing video games.
Was the car accident your fault?
No, it wasn't. I got hit by a bus.
Holy shit.
A city bus, yeah, eh? Yeah,
that's kind of the dream for Florida man is to get hit by a city bus, though, right? Like, honestly, that's the life right there.
Didn't that happen every other weekend? Yeah.
You're checking off every stereotype box on the Florida man list.
Would it help if I said this happened in Cincinnati, Ohio?
Yeah.
A little bit, but not much.
Yeah. So are you going to get married to homegirl here?
If it wasn't so goddamn expensive.
Yeah.
Where did she go anyway? What the hell?
She was in the hot tub for a long time.
And she's fucking... Look, hey, go see if your truck's still outside. She might have just went home. Okay.
She might have just went home. That's hilarious.
That's too many call-outs for me, isn't it? Jesus!
I'm going to be honest, man. The level of laughter and fear is probably even right now for me. I mean, it's probably in an even amount for me. Anybody you'd like to give
my
a shout
friend.
Out?
You're my friend.
No,
I love you.
I appreciate it. I absolutely appreciate it.
Yeah, you know what? I do want to give a shout out. I want to say, Emery King, I wish you were here. Why in the fuck you didn't just book a plane ticket and come down here with
us? He's busy hanging out with fucking parrots.
Yeah, exactly.
And selling
Skyboy.
Skyboy.
Yeah, shout out to Skyboy.
Shameless plug.
Exactly.
For my homie.
Exactly.
Shameless plug. I don't even care.
Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah,
let's get someone from Orlando SWAT team here. Come on in after that. Come on in after that. Yeah. Thank you, man. Thank you, buddy, for being on the show. Come on in. You came. Look, here's the beauty about Drinking Bros. Whatever city we come into, somebody volunteers to pick us up from the airport, everything else. The reason why I wanted to bring you on directly after that, one, make sure I stay alive.
Yeah.
Is that your everyday life in Florida?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it really?
Yeah. I mean. It's on like a 12-hour rotation type deal. So, you know, like I deal with guys like that every 12 hours and they're awesome.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, it's like a love-hate thing. Like I don't want to have to do my job, but I have
to
do my
job.
Well, here's
the deal. I know you. You're a dirtbag too.
Oh, 100%. It's terrible.
So, he's a huge.
And we'll just say like undisclosed Central Florida agency. Like,
absolutely, yeah. We won't say where you work or anything like that.
No.
But the beauty of Dan and I is, so we come into town. The first thing we ask you is about Casey Anthony.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
I know her.
Because that's Orlando's finest. When you come into Orlando, you think Shaquille O'Neal, Penny Hardaway, Casey Anthony.
Yeah, right. She was the one that got away, you know? She was the one that got away.
Well, literally, from the law, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, in many aspects. But, yeah, I had an opportunity to bone her, and I didn't bone her. I should have boned her.
That's too bad.
And you'll always look back with regret on that.
I know, because I didn't have pictures to show Dan, and, you know.
Yeah, that would have been great for me. Look,
I know. You'd be talking about her all the time.
She's on my hit list right now.
Yeah. She's on everybody's hit list.
Yeah, literally. Literally. What's it like working here? Because there's so many big cases here. When we came in, we were talking about Casey Anthony.
Right.
Trayvon Martin was here.
Right.
The alligator who ate that child at Disneyland was here. Like,
yeah, I went to high school with that alligator.
Yeah.
You guys graduated in 72 together with that. I'm kidding, D'Anthony.
I am 30 years younger than you, at least.
But here's the weird thing, and this is why I bring this up. When you think of Orlando, when you come here, you're thinking Disney World, happiness, children. It's kind of the opposite.
Alligators,
right? Because if you live here, it's more, it's meth, heroin, and, bath salts. It's not Disney World and Mickey Mouse.
What do you deal with on a day-to-day basis?
Well, right now, I don't. I'm more of a desk job type deal and then doing the SWAT thing, which is usually just high-end kind of crazy stuff type of deal.
Sure.
But back when I was on the road, it was that. It was just meth heads and heroin heads and craziness and, you know, bums of no teeth trying to eat people's faces off and stuff. And, you know.
And that's real, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's 100%. There's a lot of good meat in the face, though.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, no, I know.
I like how Dan's killing bugs on the table. We are living this
Florida. We are Florida in Florida.
Yes.
I mean,
100%. They're like little pterodactyls flying around out here. But
I am drenched. Let me ask you this. Do you think it's part of the heat, why everybody's like this?
Yeah, 100%. Have you ever been outside sober and then been so hot that you realize that you are just literally going crazy from the heat?
Like, that's what it feels like, right?
And then you add alcohol and meth and heroin to the mix, and you literally are eating people's faces off.
Yeah, because Dan and I on the flight out here, we were trying to figure out the Florida man sitch, right?
Right.
I think the humidity's got a lot to do with it, you know? Yeah, because you get alcohol mixed in with meth and then everything else, and then you turn absolutely fucking crazy. Luckily, Jeff has got a closed-in thing. There isn't very many bugs out here, but that's another part of it.
They're still getting in here. They're chewing through the screen, I think, is the deal.
That's another element of it, right?
I know.
Yeah. How long you worked at the place you've worked at? We're not going to say where it is exactly.
12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
And we just had Mike the Cop on the show.
Right, yep.
You heard that
good
episode.
Show. Yeah.
What makes you do what you want to do today? Because let's face it, it's fucking hard, man.
It's a thankless job, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I think we were talking about this earlier when we were in the truck. To start, it's, you know, kind of like that duty to serve. You feel like you want to do something, kind of help the community or the country or something in that matter. But as you get into it and you kind of find your niche or whatever it is, it's a little bit about self-preservation, but it's a lot about the guys that you work with. And for me, with the guys that are on my team that I got to work with every day, you know, there's 50 of us, and those dudes, like, I would go to the end of the earth for those guys. And that's more what it's about. It's just about it's about showing up and making sure that your brothers go home safe more than it is about yourself. Because you know that if you're protecting them, then they're protecting you, and then everybody wins in the end. And I guess that's what it's about. It starts more as, like, service, but in the end you're like, man, nobody fucking likes you. Nobody really gives a shit about what you do for the most part.
Well, we like you.
Well, we do,
yeah. I appreciate that. Fuck, I had a fantasy about being between you guys, but I didn't think that I'd be Chinese finger trapped like this on camera.
We are only getting started,
did I say that
my friend.
Loud?
Yeah, we are. You did.
Shit. We're just getting started.
And I said that out loud.
Four white claw left, friend.
I had a fantasy you were here when the guy who was up for attempted murder
was here.
And I was like, oh, please tell me there's somebody.
I had you from afar.
I saw it because I was trying to make eye contact with you in the back. I'm like, hey, man, we're good, right? Like, this is a safe shooting distance. Right. I don't need to go too far to the right.
You're good.
Left.
I got you. As long as we're within like 100 yards, we're set. All right.
Oh, absolutely.
You guys are solid.
Absolutely. And look, we're going to continue the show. We're going to do something we don't typically do mid show. But since you were nice enough to pick us up and drive us around, and obviously you know, if anybody who's listening to the show, we love our first responders. I want to give you the opportunity to give someone Drinking Bro of the Week.
No shit.
Absolutely.
All right. I got just the guy.
Great.
So there's an officer local to Orlando. His name's Kevin Valencia. Last year, he was shot in the head responding to a domestic disturbance. He's in a permanent coma, as far as we know. He was shot right in the temple. It was a 21-hour standoff that we were all on dealing with. And the guy's got a wife and three kids and no way to pay for him because he's in a permanent hospital bed right now. So they have a GoFundMe page. I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but I can push it out on the Facebook. Kevin Valencia.
Valencia.
Kevin Valencia.
Kevin Valencia. Okay. But the guy did his job. He was trying to kick in the door to go rescue those kids, and the bad guy shot through the door and hit him right in the temple.
God damn.
So he is he literally represents everything that every one of us wearing a badge does for a living. And he did it without fear, and he took one for the team. And if there's anybody that deserves Drinking Bro of the Week, it's Kevin Valencia. That guy is a local hero, and he's a great guy. And thank you. My respect to him and his family, but he's still struggling. He hasn't woken up yet. It's been over a year, and his family needs financial help. So I'll try and push out the GoFundMe on the Drinking Bros page if the admins allow it. And,
For sure.
And see, but
And can you search his name on GoFundMe?
Yes, Kevin Valencia GoFundMe page. Yeah.
Okay, great. Hey, man, it's a pleasure having you on the show, dude.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure getting to hang with you in real life.
Pleasure to meet you, Ross.
Yeah. We've had a blast today just driving around talking shit, man.
Right? I said it was like 40 minutes talking about buttholes. Right?
A long time.
Yeah. It was weird.
I don't know why I'm so fixated on buttholes.
I don't know.
I love it very much, though.
Yeah.
Who's got a crazy Florida story here?
Who's up?
Who's up? Yeah, you do. Come on in.
Bring it on.
Come on. There we go.
There we go. All right, boys.
I like how he got shy here. Come on in. Come on in. Who do you got on your shirt?
I've got my boy Moose.
Moose Mike. He's wearing a Fuck Your Sensitivity shirt.
Yes, he was Drinking Bro of the Week, episode 45.
No way. So you've got a Alec, get a shot of this for the for YouTube. That's amazing, man. Did you write in and make him Drinking Bro of the Week?
No, his girlfriend, now fiance, wrote in.
Really?
Yes.
So what happened to him that you made him Drinking Bro of the Week?
He has leukemia. He's had it for 6 years. It's my boy Nick. He's had leukemia for about 6 years now. He wanted to be here. Ross, he fucking loves you.
Oh, really?
He's the reason me and him are here. He came to us one day and was like, "You guys know who Matt Best is?" We're like, "Yeah, we've seen his YouTube videos." He's like, "You know he's making a movie, right?" We're like, "No, I didn't know that." He's like, "It's about zombies and shit." We're like, "All right, cool." He's like, "Do you know who's directing it?" We're like, "No." He's like, "Ross Patterson." And we both looked at him. We were like, "Who?" and he sat us down. We watched Pool Boy and FDR.
Oh, FDR American Badass.
I watched Pool Boy 2 weeks ago. It's fucking ridiculous.
I watched
it on
It's on Amazon.
It's on Amazon. All these movies. It's funny, man. Yeah. Like you do all these movies, and then now they're available on Amazon Prime, so you can watch them for free. There's been a whole new audience.
I paid for FDR. FDR, you got to pay for.
Thank you.
I paid for FDR.
We're thinking about doing it. We're thinking about doing a live screening of Range 15 on YouTube Live.
That's badass.
What do you think
about everybody?
Would you guys watch that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your crazy Florida story?
It involves Moose and a slip and slide.
Okay.
Oh,
fire away.
So this is the story about how I almost killed Moose.
Was there an asshole or genital injury?
He thought it was a genital injury. Okay, so Moose has been battling leukemia for a while now.
Right.
We decided to have a party. It's for my birthday. It's mine and my roommate's birthday. We have a week apart. So we had a birthday party, and we decided to do flip cup slip and slide. And Moose...
Let me stop it right there.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead and explain that.
So basically you set up a slip and slide for our thing we did. We set up like a 20-foot tarp and lathered up with baby oil and Dawn soap.
Okay.
We watered it up. We had a table at the end and you slip and slide down and you play flip cup one at a time. When we added a thing to you do a dizzy bat.
Yeah.
We did that. So,
Moose is really complicated.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It was fun as shit, though. But so we decided to you know, do this. And Moose was like, I'm gonna play drink the beer because I win every time kind of thing.
Sure.
So I told him, I was like, hey, like, quit being a bitch and get the fuck over here and play. And he's like, well, mama didn't raise no bitch. So he came over and played a couple rounds. And about two rounds in, he was like, oh, fuck, like, something doesn't feel right. Like, I'm hurting.
Yeah.
So long story short, his spleen was enlarged from his chemo pills that he takes.
Okay.
He had bursted his spleen and was bleeding internally.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's a drinking injury.
Yeah. Exactly.
So he, his now fiance Brittany.
Okay.
Took him to the hospital. What was it, Nick? Like 2 days later, a day later?
Yeah. He thought he was sick from the cancer, but yeah. what was it?
So he burst his spleen from his chemo medicine, his oral chemo.
Sure.
Had enlarged his spleen. It bursted. He was bleeding internally. He went to the ER, and the doctor told him that if he'd been 2 hours later, he'd have been dead. He had his spleen removed. Your spleen's usually about the size of your fist.
Sure.
His was about the size of a pro football.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, we have pictures. Yeah.
When we talked about craziest story, like,
yeah, I thought you were going to talk about a guy throwing an alligator through a fucking drive-through window or something.
No, I called my buddy a bitch for not doing a slip and slide, and he almost fucking died.
So you almost killed your friend then?
I almost killed my friend.
And how
do you
feel about that?
I feel pretty fucking good because
he's. Fuck him.
Yeah. Right?
Fuck this cancer guy.
He's the reason I'm fucking here tonight.
That's awesome. That's
because, like I said, he fucking loves you, Ross.
I appreciate it.
Like, he's. He's in the hospital right now getting chemo. He's super fucking bummed that he couldn't be here tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what. After this is over,
we'll get him on FaceTime.
Yeah, we'll get him on FaceTime. And, yeah, we'll make a video for him.
Let's fucking do it, bro.
Hell yeah.
Hell fucking yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fucking Moose. So in episode 45, his now fiance wrote in. She gave her full name, Brittany Marriott.
Yes.
But she didn't give his last name. So I want to let you know his last name is Battaglia.
Great.
Mike
Battaglia.
That's
B-A-T-T-A-L-I-G-I-A.
I have no fucking clue how to spell it.
He's your best friend. You know how to spell his last name.
No. That's the story about how he almost, like, I almost killed him, but he has a story about how he almost killed me. And, like, that involves, like, snowboarding in North Carolina, and we, like, straight up, like, he wanted to do a black diamond, and we'd never snowboarded before.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. That's where you're going to start.
So, like, I was trying to talk him out of it, but he was like, bro, I have leukemia. Like, I might not, because I was trying to tell him, like, hey, like, let's do this next year when we've got a little more experience. And he's like, fuck that. He's like, I might be dead next year.
Yeah.
Let's do it now.
He might. Not you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not you.
Yeah. But he, like, basically the best way I can explain it is we took the lift up and we Marcus Luttrell'd that shit all the way down. We fucking fell down that fucking mountain. And it was the best fucking time of my life.
Well,
we laughed so fucking hard.
That's amazing. Any thought that he was trying to kill you so you would die before him?
Well, this actually happened before I tried to kill him.
So I gotcha. Like, gotcha. Yeah.
But dude, I fucking Moose, I fucking love him. Like, no
awesome.
Matter his running joke is that he wants to get his girl pregnant and then die because he thinks she'll be a good single mother. Like,
wow, that's probably as good as Dan's Holocaust.
Yeah,
joke
I was
earlier,
just thinking about that. Yeah, that's pretty dark, man.
Ooh, that is super dark.
Like,
my God, man. No, hey, thank you for being on
the
show.
Man. I love you guys.
Man. And we'll FaceTime him afterwards.
Yeah, let's do it, brother. I'm down.
We got time for one more crazy Florida story. Any drinking bros with a crazy Florida story out there? Brittany, you've been on.
Yeah. I went to high school with Brittany.
Come on. Yeah. Come on over. Yeah.
Me and Brittany graduated from the same high school.
No way.
Yeah.
I saw her on the Facebook page.
We have like six mutual friends. And after she got off, I was like, how do you know these people? She's like, I went to high school with them. I was like, well, I went to high school with you. And she's like, fuck yeah, bro. So who?
Yeah. Come on in. Awesome. Come on in.
Thanks, man.
Trake? Yeah. What? Wait, what? His name is Trake?
No.
Oh, not
Trake Von
Martin. Oh, shit. I thought it was like a different rap name.
Tracheotomy.
Drake.
Like,
it was like, Drake is taken. Let's just do Trake, dude.
He had a stovepipe. No offense.
Yeah. Like, what's your name?
James.
James.
James. From, yeah.
What's your last name?
Gullion. I'm actually not from Florida. I'm just a transplant. I just got here. Like,
oh, hell yeah. Hey, but you're a drinker, bro.
And
so
you've
learned
a story.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was actually in Stark, Florida, if anybody knows where that's at.
Yeah.
Stark. Okay.
Yeah, Stark is like a south of Jacksonville, north of Gainesville.
Okay.
Oof.
Yeah, so I was with this gentleman here, Chris Clare, shout out. Yeah. And Whiskey River Bar in Stark. And it was a big idea. Like, hey, let's go out and drink tonight. Let's find a bar. And somebody brought up Whiskey River. And he was like, no. We don't need to go there. And we're like, what? Why, man? And he was like,
because his face is on the wall there. That's why.
Yeah. Well, his family had grown up there. So he was like, yeah, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, don't go there.
Sure.
Sketchy. So we go, and obviously it's karaoke night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone loves a yoki, right?
A yoki.
Yes.
Nobody calls it a yoki, do they?
I think I just did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you may have coined the phrase just now.
Ah, shit. Yeah. All right, well.
A yoki.
Yeah, Oki from a... Yeah, that's wrong.
It's fine, a Yoki. So what were you singing? What's your go-to Yoki song?
I'm a Seeger guy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Silver Bullet Band.
Night Moves.
Ooh.
All right.
That turned the page.
Goddamn right.
So I'm literally celebrating my life, just enjoying myself. Just beer, just... I could say white trash, right?
That's do whatever
not,
you want. Oh,
yeah, that's not offensive. Stark,
yeah.
Florida.
We're all white trash. So
yeah, we're all white trash. So yeah,
Whiskey Tango.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm in there celebrating my white trashness, and it's all going great. And then it's the end of the night. The populace, the local populace inside the bar is all male from the ages of 41 to 57.
Yeah.
Yeah. Typical, you know, your typical...
Typical yogi smoky crowd.
Yeah, your smoky bar.
Yeah, smoky
which he
yogis.
Warned us about.
Yeah.
We're having a blast all the way up till about 1:58 a.m. And so at that time, it's either you're fighting or fucking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And from the ages of 41 to 56, you're not doing a lot of fucking. So this dude who had, I don't know the medical term
for it. A tracheotomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a voice
who had
box.
who had been smoking Marlboro Red 100s the entire night.
So it was like the commercial.
Yeah, you're just like, you should quit smoking.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But so I had, they were closing up at the bar with the lights came on, and some young lady had yelled at me something like, "Hey, get out of here with your little dick," or it was more like, "Hey, get out of here with your little dick," and I was gonna, you know, like, pretend that I was going to pull my dick out, like, "Oh, I'll show you," whatever. So I undid my belt to say, "Hey, I'm not scared of you, redneck woman."
Sure.
And her husband immediately got angry. I don't know why, but he
weird,
did.
Right? Yeah.
It's weird that a guy would get mad you were trying to show his wife your dick.
It blows my mind still to this day that he would get angry at that.
That's weird.
But he got angry, so he started yelling at me. And I'm more of a pacifist nowadays.
Through his voice box?
No. Drake is over here by the bar.
Okay.
Drake is by the bar. The gentleman that's angry at me is not Drake. So he's yelling at me, but they must have went to high school together, Drake and angry husband.
Sure.
Yeah. So he starts coming at me, and he grabs me, and he tells me, he goes, "I'm going to cut you." And immediately, this gentleman over here grabs me up. He's like, "It's time for us to get out of here."
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for them, we got to the parking lot. They followed us out to the parking lot. And like I said, the average age that bar was 41 to 56.
You bet.
Well-educated people.
That I'm not going to believe that one at all, but sure.
And so we get out there, and they put me, because I'm loud at this point. I'm kind of been drinking all night. So
yeah.
I go to the truck. They put me in the truck, and the gentleman with a trach, the husband is nowhere to be found. He's at the door talking to a bouncer, but the gentleman with a trach is circling the truck that I'm in.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if Jaws was a thing.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. What was the end result of this, by the way?
I cracked the window.
This is a big story.
I cracked the window to apologize to him, right?
Okay.
I cracked the window to apologize. He's like, "I just want you to get out. I just want you to get out."
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, "Okay, I'll get out." Sure. So I got out. Then he tells me he loves me.
The guy with the tracheotomy says he's in love with you.
The one who told me he was going to cut me.
Yeah.
Tells me he loves
so
me.
So how long have you guys been together?
So six months now.
Yeah. Is that him?
Yeah. No.
Oh, shit.
No. But that was my first experience getting into any kind of altercation with someone with a trach.
And
in Florida.
In Florida, yeah.
First.
first.
Somebody just screamed out first from the crowd. I'm going to be reals with you. The chances of you getting into an altercation with a guy with a tracheotomy, pretty low. Pretty low in this lifetime. When you said first, are you expecting this to happen again?
I'm a realist.
You're fortunate that it happened the one time.
It is Florida.
I'm a transplant, so I'm just, there's, you know, Zimmerman. You know.
Yeah, Zimmerman, the whole thing. Well, welcome to Florida. We appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you.
D'Anthony Holloway.
It's sweaty.
It's hot.
Ugh.
It's humid. I feel like we're extras on the set of Bloodline. One of the weirdest episodes we've ever had in the history of the show, which I'm going to be honest, that takes a lot for me to say.
It does, yeah.
Takes a real lot for me to say. Thank you to White Claw for sponsoring us. Not sure that White Claw is going to be amped to listen to this episode tonight, but or watching.
Shit!
Are they watching right now? That's great. That's so great. There's nothing like ruining a relationship with a sponsor you've only had for one show, and absolutely flushing it down the toilet.
Well, what are you gonna do?
To Jeff. Jeff, thank you for having us. Cheers, Jeff. Cheers. You're a brave man, sir, and now we are going to get fucked up and take this well into the evening. To Jeff's neighbors, I'm not sorry for everything I taught you earlier. Taught you a lot about living, a lot about love, and a lot about life.
And some parts about the Holocaust, too.
Yeah, a lot of parts about the Holocaust. I feel like a modern-day Alan Jackson, though, from what I've taught you here tonight. For D'Anthony Holloway, I am Ross Patterson. We are the Drinking Bros, live from Orlando, Florida. First house party we've ever thrown, and goddammit, it did not disappoint. Yeah, yeah! Good night, everyone!